It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to say the grains. I mean, we've had 3 weeks of stronger performances or higher closes for the grains. You know, this last week wasn't the greatest for soybeans, but it was still a positive close. So this is the first time we've been able to see all the grains close with higher performances for, you know, 10 weeks or 7 weeks. So it's been a while since we've been able to see this. The grains are trading up to highs we haven't seen since July. USDA's report really wasn't that friendly. It was kind of a neutral to negative report, but the market kind of ignored it and kept going a little bit stronger. So you look at it, when bearish news fails to move a market, it's somewhat friendly. So technically, we've been seeing a pretty good push in the grain markets. We're back up, like I said, up to highs we haven't seen since July. We're seeing a little struggle in wheat here this morning because of some forecasts for some rains and, you know, not some realization of some sales. But corn and beans continue to hold fairly decent.
What's not hot then?
You know, I'd have to say canola is probably the most bearish market right now, and we're still struggling with that China-Canadian conflict where they're looking at doing that anti-dumping investigation in China. I think it's kind of a mute point because of China or because of Canada looking to change their focus of what they're using their canola for. But right now, the knee-jerk reaction is to put pressure on it. Cattle is another market that is somewhat suspect at this point. It's trying to rally. We had one good week here last week, but we're still not quite where we need to be at in the cattle markets. I wouldn't be surprised to see a little follow-through strength, especially if the grains have a little bit of pressure, you know, just on the technical standpoint. But another $3 to $5, we're up against some major resistance. And seasonally, this is when we start to see the cattle runs and auction sales start to increase. So supply is going to become available, and I think that in itself will be a little bit negative to the market.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.